upcoming Olympic Games. We're going to step aside once again on our pregame show. Join us when we come back.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. Come to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Never have I ever called my sister from the finish line of my first marathon.
Hello?
You won't believe where I am.
Are you running?
Mile 26. I'm going to make it.
Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e with its advanced camera system on us. Plus, two lines for just $30 a line.
Guys, I can't believe it.
I knew you could do it, babe.
That was amazing.
Mom, how do you feel?
I feel great. I can't feel my feet. Let's take a picture. And then you may carry me to the car.
Share every stride, every mile, every memory on America's best network. Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e on us and two lines for just $30 a line.
With 24-month and bill credits and two eligible port-ins on Essentials 55 Plus for well-qualified customers with autopay plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement 128 gigabytes, $599.99 required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's not too late to become an Orange Alliance member for the 2025-26 Anaheim Ducks season. As a member, you'll receive first dibs on the best available locations, savings off tickets, discounts on concessions and merchandise, and an exclusive OA member vest. And new this year, parking is included. Find out how to join at AnaheimDucks.com/Orange Alliance.
Here with the pregame show ahead of the Ducks and Golden Knights game, and making the start in net tonight for Anaheim is Lukáš Dostál, his 36th start of the season, and he's just getting warmed up for the upcoming Olympic Games, where he will be representing his country for the first time. He recently sat down with Ali Lozov to talk about it.
We're so happy to be sitting down with Lukáš Dostál ahead of the Olympic Winter Games Milano Cortina 2026. And we've known for quite some time now that you would be going and representing your country. Can you tell us how you found out and what that call was like?
Honestly, I was just at home, and they just called me, and they're like, hey, we had to choose the first six players for the Olympics, and you're one of them, so congratulations. And I was like, wow, I didn't know the NHL, they're gonna do it the same way as they did for nations, choosing the first top six or the first six players. And obviously I felt gratitude, I felt super happy and super excited.
Who was the first person that you told?
Probably my parents. I don't remember actually, but it was probably my parents for sure.
Are they going to go to the Olympics?
Yeah, they're going to be there.
Wonderful. Who's going for you to watch you?
There might be my friends. My girlfriend's going to be there. Maybe my friends might come. You know, obviously we are limited with the tickets, so I have to manage that. But my parents, they're going to be there for the first game, so it's going to be nice.
And you will, of course, share the opportunity with Radko Gudas. And he was talking with us earlier just about, obviously, his first experience in 2014 when I did the math. And I think you were, what, 14 years old?
Yeah, 13 or 14
years old. Do you remember, Soshi? And what do you remember from those?
Well, I know, obviously, I knew it was in Russia. I feel like I remember more 2000, probably 2010, because of Crosby, you know, scoring that goal. I think I was watching that, and obviously around that time, the Czech national team 2010, they won the world championships. So I don't actually remember much from 2014, but Radko was telling me it's always such a nice tournament, and everything is always taken care of, and you know, you see a lot of different nations, the way they prepare themselves and everything. So it's gonna be very exciting.
Lukasz Dostal leading his Ducks team out right now. Anaheim game here at Honda Center. We're going to take another break. Make sure to join us when we come back as Steven Emerson will get you ready for puck drop.
ESPN presents the NHL Stadium Series in a most unexpected place. A hockey takeover of Tampa, Florida and Raymond James Stadium. Where the Boston Bruins collide with the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Nikita Kucherov!
Two teams take their shot at a one-of-a-kind game. The 2026 Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series. Bruins, Lightning, Sunday at 6:30 Eastern on ESPN and the ESPN app.
Remember when instant connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern POC radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera POC radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera POC radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
We just want to have enough money for retirement.
And travel to visit our grandchildren.
I understand. That's why at Fisher Investments, we start by getting to know each other. So I can learn about your family, lifestyle, goals and needs, allowing us to tailor your portfolio.
What about commission-based products?
We don't sell those. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in your best interest.
So how do your management fees work?
We have a simple management fee based on the value of your portfolio. So we do better when you do better.
We appreciate that kind of transparency.
We also check in with you regularly to keep you up to date on the markets and your portfolio.
Well, what other services do you offer?
As a client, you have access to resources on investing, financial planning, estate planning, Social Security, Medicare, and more.
Wow, sounds like Fisher Investments has everything we need.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Are now available for our fans who have the busiest schedules. You can select just the weekend games or just the giveaway nights. Whatever suits you best. Just select seven or more games to receive huge savings on tickets, discounts on concessions and merchandise, and new this year, parking is included. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/flexplans for more information.
Pre-game show. The national anthem is wrapping up here inside Honda Center ahead of this Ducks and Golden Knights game. We're a little bit delayed because it's a national television game tonight, but now we're going to bring the guys back into our coverage. Let's welcome Emerson back, and now welcome back, Steve Carroll. Good to have you as a part, and I know Honda Center is about to be really loud here, guys. Great to hear that applause for Tim Kepler, but Steve, great to have you back. I want to hear your impressions from what you saw from this Ducks team while they were on the road.
Well, I think the head coach, Joel Quenneville, in meeting with some of the media earlier this afternoon, Alexis, pretty much put it in perspective. Good start. Maybe things started to falter a little bit midway through the trip and then didn't end up the way the team wanted, especially that game in Vancouver. I thought the team played well at times. There were a few times during the game late in the trip, I thought, where they made some mistakes, which cost them and actually cost them a win or a loss there, too. So I think they're going to have that in the back of their mind as they come home now for nine consecutive games. They're a good hockey club. The first part of that trip showed that they can win on the road. Now they're at home, so no excuses, and it's going to be a tough homestand. There's some pretty good hockey clubs coming into Honda Center, but I think you're going to take a team that's going to win more than half of the games in this homestand. Just a little prediction from Steve Carroll.
Well, the good news, too, is they do have a long Olympic break in there while they're on this homestand. And that road trip did start with a big milestone for Alex Killorn getting to 1,000 career games. As you'll be hearing in the back, we are honoring him right now. But Emerson, let's just keep going through our pregame coverage. Both Mason McTavish and Troy Terry are back in the lineup. How much of a boost can that provide this team?
Oh, it's huge. Troy Terry just under a point a game, 42 points and 43 games played entering tonight's game, 1837 of total on ice. That number could easily get to 19. 19 or even 20 power play points. He's almost a fourth of his points are power play points, so nine. We're almost at that mark. And then 103 shots on goal, so he's over two shots per game. If he can get to three, that'd be really good. His shooting percentage, 12.6%. That is dynamite, being over that 12% gold standard. And let's turn our sights to Mason McTavish, who doesn't have quite the production as Troy Terry, but 30 points in 49 games played, including 13 goals. So he's well on his way to registering a 20-goal season. Maybe even he pops off time and time again with this playoff push and gets to the 25-30 mark. That'd be huge. His total on ice, 60-23. So that can get up to 18.5 to 19. We all know that, especially with his big frame. He's got playoffs written all over him, AD. He's a guy who, when he drops a shoulder, comes out of the corner, he's that bull. He's just a different animal. So he's over two shots per game. That's huge. How about his faceoff percentage? 50%. So look, he is getting it on the faceoff circle, among other areas. So the fact that the Anaheim Ducks not just get one of those guys back, but both, that is huge, AD.
Yeah, certainly is. Mason McTavish centering that third line as Ryan Poehling moves up to be the second line center alongside Troy on that second line. And you know what? We were talking about him just a second ago. Alex Killorn, a big milestone. He's getting celebrated right now with his parents and his wife and little baby girl. Well, Steve, you've gotten to call a number of his games since he came here to Anaheim. He's getting a big applause as well. What can you say about him as a part of the Anaheim Ducks and just the career that he's had, not only here, but in Tampa, too?
Well, when you speak of Tampa, they've won a lot of hockey games with him in the lineup. Also, when he moved on to Anaheim here, I believe, come the future here in the next couple of seasons, he's going to play a huge part based on a couple of things. Underlined a few numbers here. It's pretty amazing. You know, he's appeared in just two games less than 200 with Anaheim already. If you go back to the 23-24 season, 89 points during that time. First 805 career NHL games with Tampa. Following the NHL, how good that club has been. And he knows how to win hockey games as well. He has 10 game-winning goals since joining Anaheim. Co-led the club, also Troy Terry. 42 goals, ranked fifth among team leaders over the years. And this season alone, 54 games, 6 goals, 11 assists, 17 points. And get this, this to me is the most impressive thing. Compared to other guys, this guy's appeared in 165 consecutive games. And that's since February the 17th of 2024, after appearing in all 82 games last season. That to me is pretty impressive. That means he's taken care of himself. He knows how to play the game of hockey, and he's become a really good hockey player since coming into this league.
And they like to call him War Dog, according to this Ducks team. That is Alex Killorn's other nickname, aside from Killer. The Ducks are taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. We are getting real close to puck drop. And you know what, guys? We're going to let you come back with everything you need to know, because it is just right around the corner. So thank you for tuning in to the pregame show on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.